not be doing more than usual. In another word, you know, take off things that you should not be doing, and they do it, okay? So you sing also. Some of the things I can say you do, some of the other things I cannot even mention them here. I can only let you think about what it is. So that take place in the street sometimes, because people drink a lot. You know, you should not drink, that's a sin. You should not eat too much, that's a sin too, and you should not do many other things when you should not. So that's sin too. So people do all those things at carnival times, and they dance, and they dance, and they dance. And they eat a lot of beignets, and they eat parties, they have a good time, a too good time. And in fact, usually, you see, they have find out in Haiti, 9 months after the carnival, you have a lot of babies born in the hospital. I don't know why. Well, anyway, in Haiti, when there is carnival, people do a lot of things they should not do. This is to answer your question now, okay? I came out kind of far. Now, does he have anything to do with religion? Yes, he does, because they have it just before the Lent period, which is 40 days before Easter. And you know, in the Catholic religion, and also in Jewish religion they have the Lent period, they have the Passover, that I know very well too, because we have the equivalency in our religion, Good Friday, Passover, and then Easter Sunday. For us, Easter Sunday, of course, is the resurrection. For them, it would be the passage of the La Mer Rouge, the Red Sea, passage of the Red Sea. That's what it is, I believe. So, the fact that, like I described before to you, they do a lot of things they should not be doing, and the fact that it's before the Lent period, and then it's finished Tuesday, Mardi Gras. You see, Mardi means Tuesday. And in Haiti, those 3 days called Sunday Gras, Monday Gras, and Mardi Gras. Of course, we don't say Sunday and Monday. We say Dimanche Gras, Lundi Gras, and Mardi Gras. And Mardi Gras is the same word for you and the word that they use in Louisiana, Los Angeles. The Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And that's the time in our religion we go to church, in Catholic religion, we go to church, and the priest put a cross on your forehead. And what he's putting the cross on your forehead is saying that remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. So that show to you that's a sign to make you remember that you should not be too arrogant. You should follow the Ten Commandments, because what are you? You just dust, and you shall return to dust. So you have to live in accordance to your teaching of religion. Well, and so that's what I would say has something, you know, why Mardi Gras has some kind of meaning for religion, because you're not supposed to have carnival after those 3 days, because then Ash Wednesday will remind you what you are. And usually, also, the people that dance a lot during the carnival, they will be the first one going to get that cross on their forehead, because they will remember that they needed to be purified, like, because they did so much during the carnival. So it's now it's time to go to the church and okay, give your life that. So that's, I think, yes, we can associate carnival with the Catholicism. Of course, I know they have a lot of voodoo. Now, there is a question I haven't answered yet. I think the question was about women and religion, and I said, being Catholic, I didn't see, of course, you know, we don't have Catholic priests, a woman priest. And people are talking about it. And I think one woman was ordained. I don't know by whom, But probably it could happen really, because you see it goes from one bishop to the other, and if one bishop won and ordained a woman, so that even if he does it against the Pope rules, but he has done it, and if he has given the power, he has given the power to a woman. I was reading in the newspaper a couple of years ago, I think something like that took place in Boston. I am not so sure. But we don't officially have women priests. But since, like I have said, when you talk about Haiti, you think of voodoo. I know they have a lot of, they call them prêtres, and they're women. And the male priest in the voodoo religion called a hunga, but the woman is called a prêtres. And I know they have a lot of prêtres who does voodoo act for them. If that answers the question, I don't know.
Any other questions? All right, I think we're going to call this a success. And thank you all for coming. And I believe at 4 o'clock we are going to have a parade to the old marble stage, which will start here. The Trinidadian Steel Band will be doing that. And at 4:30 we will have... No? Okay. Pardon? Okay, so at 4 o'clock we will have the Trinidadian Steel Band, who will start here and march to the old marble stage. And I believe that's it.